but I didn't eat.
When her children were small, she began to work in coffee plantations.
There was a woman, she told me, "Oh girl, I'm going to teach you how to handle this bed." So I went to the field with her. I didn't even know that rice was grass. So when I went to weed the coffee, I took off the rice that was underneath. And she said to me, "No girl, for God's sake, not like that. You're taking off all the farmer's rice." I said, "What I am doing here digging? I don't know." The next day, I said to myself, she taught me, now I know what I have to do. So I arrived, I took the spade, and there was an objective. The first one to finish the task at the end of the day was me. I hadn't cut anything wrongly. It was good.
Aprendi.
I learned.
Sem eu saber.
Without knowing.
De tudo, graças a Deus, eu sei.
A little bit of everything. Thank God, I can do a little bit of everything.
Before joining this specialty coffee farm, Jonalisa worked on many coffee farms around Oliveira, including several big conventional coffee farms, which prioritized the use of chemical inputs to maximize the production of coffee, mostly destined for importing countries in Europe or North America. The only training she received in her life,
I have never studied anything,
was learning how to use a very toxic pesticide,
Roundup.
The Roundup from Monsanto. Jonalisa works as a turmeira, that is to say, a coordinator of a group of pickers. When coffee farmers in the area need labor for their plantations, they call her.
I work on every kind of farm here. I will tell you the truth. I've been working for 22 years as a group leader, but I also do the task. Actually, I put a group together and we go together. I am the one who sets up everything.
To form her last group, she called people she knows and neighbors. They worked each harvest season during the last 2 years on this specialty and organic coffee farm, one of the few in the region.
You have to work from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon to get your Saturday off.
To get to the plantations, Jonalisa gets up early, so as not to miss the bus provided by the farm.
Yeah, 4:30 in the morning, I get up, make coffee, prepare a bottle of water. Then at 5:30, I leave the house.
The bus picks her up at the end of her street. Then it drives around the village for a good hour to pick up the other members of the group. Finally, it takes the winding dirt road 6 kilometers long through forests and plantations to reach the farm.
The bus is full. Sometimes I slept. There were even women who took pity on me. They sat close to me and from time to time they shouted, "Psst, girl, you're going to fall." So I opened my eyes.
All day long, the workers are busy in their work in the middle of the coffee road. As a turmeira, Jonalisa coordinates the group, while she also picks and makes sure that everyone follows the safety rules.
There are men and women, so I divide. Women up, married women at the top, young women at the top, and men further down. So I walk and I check if they are picking the coffee properly, looking row by row. Wall by wall to see if they are picking properly, staking properly. When they call me, I go there. But I am not always behind them telling them what to do, no. The man too, he goes there. You know, the coffee engineer. He goes there to see if people have put on their personal protective equipment, the PPE, and if they have safety shoes, if they not wearing sandals, barefoot. You have to bring the PPE. You can't work in sandals. You can't work barefoot. Because of the bugs, the snakes, huh? The ants there, the little ones, Ave Maria.
Maribondus, a kind of hornets, they are also feared, as well as the uneven soil.
When I was carrying coffee bags, I had a problem with my knee. I put my foot in an armadillo hole. Look at this. Look at my knee. I couldn't even walk. But it's okay. Whatever God sends us, we have to accept it with our hearts because He suffered with us. I know how to take care of the coffee, to fertilize the coffee, to prune, to weed, to plant the coffee.
Most of the tasks are very physical, especially those at the drying and sorting sheds.
Cleaning the fabric isn't good. Yeah, it's not good. And we're carrying, girl. It's so heavy. Ave Maria. 60, almost 70 kilos. Especially when the bag is full, it's 70 kilos. It's suffering, girl. Under the burning sun, I'm going home tired.
The breaks are highly appreciated. The workers have around 3 breaks a day, the 1-hour lunch break and 2 15 to 30 minutes breaks, depending on the state of fatigue of the group. They take the breaks in the plantations. The workers lay down in the shade, refresh a bit with water, eat a little and drink a very sweet coffee. This very sweet taste in the coffee is not insignificant. It is certainly a habit, but it has its roots in the slave logic of the region. In the past, the slaves had the right to drink coffee, but only made of residues. The good coffee was reserved for the colonizing countries. The bitterness of the defects had to be masked. A strong roasting and a lot of sugar did the trick. If today, in coffee plantations, there are no more slaves, at least in theory, this logic has remained. The coffee on the supermarket shelves is often ground from perforated, broken, shitosed, withered, moldy and discolored beans and the residues of parchment or hull. To sweeten the coffee is then to unconsciously mask by habit secular asymmetries of power. In Jonalisa's group, some workers bring thermoses of coffee to share, while others bring pounji queijo, a kind of small cassava bread with cheese, or pieces of cake. At 4 in the afternoon, the working day ends. The workers return to the farm from where the bus leaves to take them back to the village. For all these tasks, what are they paid in return? The salary outside the picking season is the minimum wage, which is 55 reais per day. As a comparison, a liter of milk costs about 8 reais and a full tank of gasoline 350 reais.
I earn about 830 reais. I can't count on anyone else than me, you know. The rent of the house cost me an arm and a leg because my salary is very low.
During picking days, the salary is more interesting. It is based on the weight of the basket of coffee cherries picked. The most efficient pickers during picking days manage to receive up to 3 times more than the minimum wage.
It allows you to earn more. Well, before, when I was working, it was 100 reais a picking day. But this year it was more. It was more. Thanks to God. I earned 120, 180, thanks to God.
However, some workers act with malice in this race to win during picking days. Jonalisa is annoyed.
There are some who look out for each other. One teases the other, another teases another, another teases some other. I don't like that. There is a clever one who was here the other day. She's very vicious. She chooses her roles, in fact. She arrives at the coffee row. If there are not many cherries, she doesn't take that row. And sometimes, if others arrive at the row and she sees that it's good, she runs to take it before them, to take what's good. I cannot fight because I can get violent with my foot. I am a capoeirista. So I don't allow myself to hit others.
Jonalisa always defends the interests of her group. She likes to negotiate her daily wage as best as she can during the harvest.
In fact, in my group, people earn 12 reais for a basket of coffee cherries picked. In other groups, they earn 6, 7 reais a basket. People want to leave the group to come to mine. I know how to negotiate for my people, that I know. Those who want to have trouble, they can't mess with me.
The period of picking days, better paid, lasts only a few weeks or a few months for the lucky ones. The rest of the year, rural workers have to juggle with other small jobs, all paid at minimum wage. Many pickers have to work as cleaners, cashiers, or waiters in the surrounding villages. Besides the precariousness, the biggest problem in coffee work is the informality. Jornalisa has spent many years of her life working without a contract. The organic farm where she worked this year does provide employment contracts. But this is not the case everywhere.
For 2 months, 3 months, there is no contract.
And as a result, she's unable to obtain her full pension rights, which would be equivalent to a minimum wage. Yet, she has worked for almost 43 years.
Listen to this. I have around only 15 years, 18 years listed on my official history. I spent many years working without a contract. I worked 2 months, 3 months. They didn't sign a contract. And now I am fighting for my pension.
Jean-Lise is very appreciative of her current employer, who takes the time to interact with the employees.
I am well respected.
In the past, on the other hand, Jean-Lisa has long had to deal with hierarchical, authoritarian or humiliating employers or supervisors.
Some respect, some don't. And it is more women than men, no? The women are respected and the men they respect. But there are also many respected men and men who don't respect anyone. It is difficult. Often there are men who make a mess, who are shameless. I don't like that.
As in any social group, animosities sometimes happen between the pickers. In another plantation in the past, Jornalisa was the victim.
I have already been poisoned at work. This is jealousy. They put poison in my water. A dose to feel under the weather. I know who it was, but I can't say. It is not in every house that you will visit that sometimes you go there, the first thing they give you, you take it and bam. Don't do that. I'm just warning you. Because I know you come from far away, you can't understand everything here in society. Because there are a lot of good people, but there are a lot of bad people too. Oh yeah, to hurt others, there is always someone. But for kindness, there is no one.
This warning sounds like a protection against the evil that could touch me. The bad spells sowing the countrysides here and there. She inherited this sensitivity from her aunt, Mãe Santo, a religious guide in the Afro-Brazilian religion of Candomblé.
My aunt, yes. Oh, yes. Anything you ask her. If a person likes you, doesn't like you, she will tell you. Who likes you, who doesn't like you?
Jornalisa is part of the Ubanda religion, an Afro-Brazilian religion with influences from Candomblé, spiritualism, and the Catholic religion. She invokes entities such as orishas, spirits, saints, to know personalities, to protect herself, to protect others from evil, and to heal.
I have helped a lot of people. I help with the Bahian blood that runs in my veins. I have removed a lot of anger for whites, for black people. With these hands that you can see here, I cured 3 people of cancer. I cured them. Also a man who had a leg problem. I offer help. They ask me for prayers. I do that. I have my 3 king's towel. I do this with all of my heart, without any bad intentions. Just like I'm talking to you, I do it with my heart on my hand. Because there are evil persons out there. If it is to send evil, I say, I don't know how to do that.
In spite of the physical, economic or relational difficulties encountered in her work, the moments of joy with certain colleagues put a smile on her face.
Everyone gets together, sits together, jokes, laughs. It is good, yeah.
Jornalisa looks out of the window for a moment and reflects.
I
don't regret anything. I don't regret what I do. Because here we do best in the coffee. We earn more working in coffee.
She slides furtive and complicit glances towards a painting of Yemanja, the Queen of the Sea, and Saint George, both posed above her television.
It is sacred.
She then dreams of her future aspirations.
I said I wanted to stop working and rest. I will rest, sweetie. Oh God, I want to rest now. Thank God. Taking care of my health, that's what I want. I want to see my mother, to see if she's still alive. She must be in her 70s or more, in that range. I haven't seen my mother for 22 years. Yeah, 22 years. I want to go this year, God willing. I want to have my own house to live in. That way, the rent money can be used to eat instead.
A few days later, she would take part at the Congado celebration for Nossa Senhora do Rosário, which in part pays tribute to the former slaves in the village. This episode for Catuai comes to an end. Far from being a generalization, you have heard here about the life of a rural worker. Her daily life, her ups and downs, her difficulties above all. The lack of recognition too, both locally and globally. When you consider that only 10% of the price of coffee in Europe is paid to coffee growers, so imagine what goes to their workers in the plantations. Maybe 1 or 2%. Many rural workers in the region don't want this work for their children. And the sector is increasingly short of workforce due to the rural exodus of young people who want a job that is more economically and symbolically valued. Large farms seem to bet on increasing mechanization to be able to supply your coffee with ever-increasing yield logics. The challenge is then to train rural workers to use these technologies. In short, to request more and more from the soil and from marginalized people. May Jornalisa's voice still echo when you come.
Olhar assim com desdém para mim representa apunhalar sem ter defesa. Difere sem a menor compaixão no coração e que instinto de mulher que natureza. Olhar assim com desdém para mim representa apunhalar sem ter defesa. Difere sem a menor compaixão no coração, que instinto de mulher que natureza. Teus olhos são dois flocos luminosos e sedutores, se com desprezo me olha, me causa cruentas dores. Pelo amor de Deus te peço, tenhas compaixão de mim, deixa as rimas destes versos, meu bem, não olhes assim. Olhar assim, olhar assim, com desdém para mim representa apunhalar sem ter defesa. São dois flocos luminosos e sedutores, se com desprezo me olha, me causa cruentas dores. Pelo amor de Deus te peço, tenhas compaixão de mim, veja as rimas destes versos, meu bem, não olhes assim. Olhar assim, olhar assim, com desdém para ti chamo para sã, que instinto de mulher que natureza.
Radia.
Con micrófono y megáfono en mano, derrumbando el patriarcado.
Mikrofon ve megafonla patriarkaya karşı.
Mit Mikrofon und Megafon gegen das Patriarchat.
Mikrofono eta megafonetatik sistema patriarkala irauli eta suntxitu arte.
Radia fights patriarchy with megaphones and microphones.
Bil mikrofon dhe nizam el ebevi.
Mikrofonima komentarishemo i izazivamo patriarchalni sistem.
De mikrofon nu combaton e desafion le sistem patriarcal.
Col mikrofono e il megafono contro il patriarcato.
Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, 'cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to.
It's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind. I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
Now who do you think you are? Your cheek to sense in. Don't you got nothing to do? Then worry about my friends. Check it.
I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I popped one. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, if it's something that I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hossa did in 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feat. So hold your tongue tightly. Wish you could be like me. You're popping all that mess only to stress and to spite me. Now you could get with that or you could get with this, but I don't give a shit, 'cause really it's none of your business.
1993, S&P, packing and macking, bamboozling and smacking suckers with this track and throw the beat back in.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
to break before you understand that your double standards don't mean shit to me. I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay, 'cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home to bone.
Okay, Miss Thing, never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that Benz? Your pet pep's got an ill rep. With all that macaroni trap for rap, you better step, or better yet, get check, 'cause I refuse to be played like a Venus and trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So, yo, ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Pep's ass gets respected, miss, but it's none of your business.
If
I wanna take a guy me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to,
it's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
So the moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.
The salt and pepper's got it swinging again.
Michelle.
Where did you meet her?
On a Sunday night, she was walking out the Buddha. Yeah. I was just chilling, minding my own business. Sitting on a corner, waiting for my sister when she slid by maybe 4 or 5 times. Wanted me to notice the rhythm of her thighs. Girls are just so funny to me.
Shit, yeah.
I can see how niggas get into these beats. She knew she had the man when she came up in the piece. She said she was a regular, and how about me? If she gave me her digits, will I call her after 3? The way she licked her lips, Michelle, you just had to see. I was Chinese, Jamaican, tried to throw it upon me. It never ceases to amaze me.
Ain't nobody gotta know just how much you want me.
Girlfriend, yes, I had your girlfriend.